Cutting-edge technology has been a key driver of economic growth over the past decades, but it is certainly not the sole factor. Some businesses have managed to achieve great success by applying new ideas to very old businesses. Amazon, for example, became the world's largest online retailer, selling a very old product, books. But good ideas can also come from very young minds. And tomorrow, 400 of the world's leading young entrepreneurs will converge on Sydney for the G20 Young Entrepreneurs Alliance Summit. Matt Barry will be the keynote speaker. He founded the now very successful website, freelancer.com. Matt, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what will your main message be to young entrepreneurs?
We live today in, I think, in an unparalleled world of opportunity. I mean, I wish we had all the options open to us that we do today back when I was a young person, because, you know, if the whole wealth of human knowledge is out there online. So if you want to learn about a particular trade or an industry to start a business or start a profession, it's all out there. You can get all the major universities have had the course material up for a couple of decades. There's also an explosion now in massively online courses where you can go and learn from the world's best teachers, a whole variety of subjects. If you wanted to basically start a business, it's just so inexpensive to do so now, thanks to software remapping and transforming the economy. And really, it's just you know, you've got 2.4 billion people on the internet, which are potentially 2.4 billion customers for your product or service. So if you come up with an idea and people like it, you can actually grow revenue, you know, unprecedented compared to what companies have done in the past.
And it used to be that people had great ideas, but the barriers to entry meant they stayed in your head.
That's exactly right.
And that was, you know, an inequitable situation.
And now a lot of those barriers have gone away, and really you're just limited by the spark of imagination in your head and your own motivation to go out there and just do it.
So what about your idea, your website? What does it do?
Oh, it's a very simple concept. It's basically a global marketplace for jobs. So if you want to get a job, or you want to hire someone to do a job for you, you just simply go there, and it's just like eBay. You just post a job for free, and people from around the world will bid on it, and then you can pick whoever you want to do whatever job you want, whatever time of day it is.
Any boss in the world asks for a job on your website. Any worker in the world goes to your website office to do that job for an agreed price.
That's right. We have about 700 categories now. So while, you know, a few years ago it was very techie sort of jobs, so web design, graphic design, copywriting, data entry, and so on, today we have about 700 categories. So we have things like aerospace engineering, genetic engineering, biotechnology, manufacturing. I mean, you name it. Any job with a computer, so any sort of white-collar job you can do on the site.
What's the market capitalization of the company?
Check the share price. It's about 400 or so million at the moment.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So is the idea at the core of entrepreneurship?
What we do, absolutely. I mean, we connect two types of entrepreneurs around the world. We help the small business entrepreneur in Western economies. So this is like the cafe owner that is constantly busy, doesn't have a lot of money, but has all these ideas about, you know, growing their business. But, you know, in the past has had a real troubling trying to get them done, but finding people or having a budget to get build a website or whatever it may be. And what we do is we connect them with a digital workforce who are also entrepreneurs, mainly from developing economies, who are, as the internet is connecting, they're going through a huge transformation in terms of the social and economic sort of well-being, connecting to a global client base and working in whatever field they want to work in.
So at the G20 Young Entrepreneurs Alliance Summit, you've got this opportunity of addressing the problem, not just of youth unemployment, but youth underemployment. Do you think you can come up with practical ways for G20 countries to achieve that?
Well, we're certainly seeing it, for example, on Freelancer, where, you know, we have, you know, 12.5 million people on the site, and there's people in economies such as, you know, Bangladesh and Pakistan and some places of India, where there's not a lot of opportunity for them locally to actually go out there and you know, really get themselves going. But now, thanks to the internet, you know, they can really start a business. They can employ people through the internet as they build themselves up, and it really is helping them go up sort of the S curve.
Sure, but what will you be telling governments? What do you want governments to do?
Well, I mean, I think a big thing is really, I mean, the big thing for me is education. I mean, the more you can actually get out there and sort of educate people and also provide access for free or very, very low cost to, you know, the internet, I think that's, you know, kids are very adaptive and in nature, and I think given the opportunity of, you know, access to a computer, access to the internet, and some education, I think that really the world's their oyster.
You know, there are some educational programs in India where they actually put an internet, like an ATM, in the wall, where kids, homeless people, illiterate can come and use it themselves, and they self-teach themselves how to use it. That's the idea that they could be potentially hooked up with business opportunities is exciting.
Oh, that's absolutely the case. I mean, I've gone to a number of countries that we have freelancer in, and you know, literally, that you know, people come up to me when we do this sort of gatherings of the top users, and some of the people are, you know, told me that, you know, they're living on the streets many years ago. Somehow they stumbled across this website, and now they've, you know, got $20,000 in the bank. They've got a place to live. They've got, you know, they're always employing people. That's the number one thing I get told. And you know, really, it's created a whole world of opportunities for them, because it really, all you need is that spark of an idea and that bit of initiative, and you can go out there and really achieve anything now.
Not the right school, not the right family background.
No, I think increasingly that doesn't matter anymore.
Mm. And can anyone be an entrepreneur, or do you have to be an ideas person?
I think everyone's got ideas. I think if you ask someone in the street, you know, would you like to go and start your own business, and what would that be? People have, you know, all sorts of ideas all the time. It's just really getting that sort of, you know, encouragement and motivation and maybe a little bit of you know, assistance or to kind of get them going. And I think, you know, I think anyone, if you ask anyone, people have dreams about what they want to do.
You're obviously the success story. Everyone goes, gee, wouldn't that be great? But the truth of the matter is, most startups go bust within a few years, within 4 years.
Yep.
There's a lot of capital that can be lost there. Family homes can be lost. Mm-hmm. It's not for everyone.
Well, you know, it is true that most ventures actually fail because you got to take a bit of risk to get reward. But the thing is, for a lot of people, especially young people getting going, I mean, you may be fresh out of school and you know, not have much money and kind of, you know, not have any possessions and so forth in the world. But this is also the best time to take a risk, because you know, if you go out there and take that risk and you spend 2 years trying to start a business and you actually fail, well, you're kind of in the same position you are now, but you've had a fantastic learning experience in the last 2 years. And I you know, certainly when I look at to employ people in my business, people who have had that experience of failure, it's one of the greatest learning experiences you could possibly have.
That's distinct from starting a restaurant from scratch at the age of 50 with 3 kids at school. It's an altogether different risky proposition.
It's as it gets later in life and you have responsibilities and a mortgage and kids and a spouse and so forth, it gets harder and harder and harder to do this.
We say young people take too many risks. Maybe it's a good thing in business.
It's a fantastic time to take a risk.
Is there an entrepreneur culture in Australia?
I think it's certainly growing. I think, you know, if I look out there now in like the startup community and the technology community, the activity that's out there today is a whole lot higher than it's ever been. We had, you know, there was a big boom back in around 2000 that kind of came back a little bit. But right now, I mean, if I walk around a university and talk to the kids there, everyone's sort of talking about what startup they want to do.
And if you had one way to encourage a person to crystallize an idea in their head, how would they go about finding that idea?
Oh, there's a whole lecture on opportunity and how to find ideas. But
think of a problem, first of all.
Think of a problem. Make sure it's in a market the size of Texas. Make sure that there's something make sure it's something that you're passionate about, that's something you want to get up in the morning that will just drive you to you know, get out of bed and actually do it. Because if you go and start a business just for the sake of starting a business and and your heart's not in it, you won't have the long-term sort of passion to keep it driving.
And one of the goals of the Young Entrepreneur Summit is to tackle unemployment and underemployment of young people, to bring it down 10% globally in the next 15 years. Is that really realistic?
I think with, you know, the prevalence of the internet and growing internet access and so forth, if you give someone who's young opportunity, access to the internet, access to a computer, access to free education online, I think that, you know, anything can happen.
Matt Barry, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
And congratulations. CEO of Freelancer.com. He's speaking at the G20 Young Entrepreneurs Alliance Summit, which kicks off tomorrow in Sydney. And they'll be putting together a submission for the G20 leaders themselves to consider when they meet in Brisbane later this year.